Hey everybody, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. We all know the feeling, that pressure cooker moment when deadlines loom, to-do lists stretch longer than a marathon runner's legs, and you just want to scream into the void, or maybe hide under the covers with a tub of ice cream. Yeah, we've all been there. Stress and burnout are sneaky little monsters, lurking in every corner of our modern world. But guess what? We don't have to be their victims. Today, we're diving deep into some serious strategies for managing stress and burnout. Think of this as your mental health power-up, a cheat code to reclaim your sanity and live with more intention, less frantic scrambling. Ready to level up? Let's do this. First things first. Recognition is key. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, constantly feeling drained and exhausted? You know that feeling when your brain feels foggy, your motivation disappears faster than a politician's promise, and even the thought of showering seems monumental? That's burnout whispering in your ear, my friend. Listen up. We need to acknowledge these signs before they take over our lives. Next up. Prioritize self-care, like it's your best friend's birthday. Seriously, treat yourself with the same love and attention you'd give someone you adore. That means getting enough sleep, yes, even when Netflix is calling, moving your body in ways that feel good, dancing in your kitchen counts. And nourishing your soul with things that bring you joy, be it reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, or indulging in a good old-fashioned hot bath with a splash of lavender oil. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for survival. Speaking of boundaries, let's talk about saying no without guilt tripping yourself into oblivion. It's okay to decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. You're not obligated to be everyone's superhero, and learning to set healthy boundaries is a superpower in itself. Think of it as protecting your mental space, just like you wouldn't let strangers barge into your home uninvited. Don't let them barge into your mind without permission. Now, let's talk about the power of mindfulness. It's not about emptying your mind and becoming a Zen master, although that sounds pretty cool. It's about being present in this moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Imagine yourself as a curious observer, watching the world unfold around you like a movie. This practice can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or even just paying attention to the sound of your own heartbeat. It's a powerful tool for calming the mental storm and finding inner peace. Finally, remember that seeking support isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. We're all in this together, and talking to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or even your pet goldfish who knows, they might be surprisingly insightful, can make a world of difference. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager juggling projects like a circus acrobat on caffeine. Deadlines are looming, emails are flooding in, and she's feeling the pressure mounting. One day, she reaches her breaking point. She cancels her gym session, which she usually loves, skips lunch, a rookie mistake, and spends her evening doom scrolling through social media instead of catching up with friends. Sound familiar? Sarah was letting stress win. But then, something shifted. She remembered the power of boundaries, so she politely declined a last-minute request for an extra project. She prioritized self-care by taking a walk in the park, listening to her favorite music, and having a good laugh with a friend. She even scheduled time for mindful meditation, finding a few minutes each day to simply breathe and be present. Sarah started prioritizing her well-being, and guess what? She felt more energized, focused, and capable than ever before. So remember, managing stress and burnout isn't about avoiding life's challenges. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate them with grace and resilience. It's about recognizing your limits, setting healthy boundaries, prioritizing self-care, and seeking support when you need it. You've got this. This is your daily reminder that you are powerful, capable, and worthy of taking care of yourself. Go out there, crush those goals, and remember to breathe. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of mental warfare, because life's too short to be anything less than epic.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.